This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We have been learning quite a bit since we learned of the death of Madeline Kingsbury and her alleged killer. A wave of chilling silence enveloping the Winona County courtroom today as 29-year-old Adam Fravel, formally charged with two counts of second-degree murder, his alleged victim, Madeline Kingsbury, his former partner and the mother of his children, aged 5 and 2. This dark, complex narrative emerges not from the realms of fiction, but as we know all too well on this show, the terrifying abyss of real-life horrors. This unfolding story begins the evening of March 31st. A close friend of Madeline raised the alarm, revealing that the couple had been having difficulties. Madeline, known for her regular communication, had abruptly ceased all contact. Her family found her silence out of character, sparking a deep sense of unease. They were concerned. The authorities jumped in after spotting no signs of life from outside their home. They decided to take a closer look. Adam, when contacted, portrayed a very different scenario. He claimed he hadn't heard from Madeline since the morning of the alleged day, an unusual deviation from their shared responsibilities of picking up their children from daycare. Taking matters into his own hands, Adam purportedly picked up the children and drove them to his parents' home in Mabel. His seemingly calm demeanor raised more questions than it answered, leading to a subsequent search warrant for their Winona home. When investigators entered the premises, the search yielded a haunting discovery. Madeline's phone, jacket, and purse were all present, but she was nowhere to be found. A solitary message on her phone sent to her sister that very morning marked the end of her digital trail. The home had no signs of physical struggle, further complicating this already intricate puzzle. Adam painted a picture of an unraveling relationship, a portrait of two college sweethearts from Winona whose love story had waned over the years. He claimed that both of them were in the process of moving out, adding more layers to their increasingly convoluted narrative, yet Madeline's absence marked a stark, alarming reality. Within their circle, troubling murmurs of domestic unrest had started to come out. Friends, family members sharing accounts of visible marks on Madeline's face, raising the alarm about potential domestic violence. A friend chillingly recounted witnessing Adam hit Madeline during a video call. Meanwhile, in Madeline's phone, years worth of messages to Adam had been stored, documenting their volatile relationship. In one gut-wrenching exchange, Madeline revealed her terror to Adam, expressing her fear about him getting violent, especially in front of their children. In response, Adam dismissively replied, "You'll adjust." What a piece of shit. This chilling response served as a grim reminder of the severity of their situation and the scariness that people find themselves in and the inability sometimes to get out. Especially if a partner that's going to say something like, "You'll adjust," when you say, "Hey, don't hit me in front of the kids." The harrowing narrative took a darker turn when police discovered a statement made by Adam to Madeline. He purportedly warned her that she would meet the same fate as Gabby Petito, a young woman whose tragic end caught national attention. Upon confirmation, Adam shrugged off the mere joke, admitting to a morbid fascination with the Petito case. Yeah, because that's something to joke about with the person you supposedly are in love with. Security footage from the day of Madeline's disappearance revealed unsettling movements. Madeline's van, seen parked at their home in the morning, was caught on camera later, but with a figure appearing to be Adam reattaching a license plate. The van was subsequently spotted at various locations along the route that Adam claimed to have taken that day. This evidence further tangled the intricate web of mystery surrounding Madeline's sudden disappearance. Ultimately, the grim search came to a heartbreaking end in the rural area between Choice and Mabel, where Madeline's remains were discovered. Her body chillingly wrapped in a fitted bedsheet, sealed with a black gorilla tape. It's currently second-degree murder charges. I'm anticipating, after reading all of that, we'll very soon see that upgraded to first-degree murder charges. If convicted, Adam faces the prospect of spending the next 80 years behind bars. A sobering reminder of the tragic ending of Madeline's life. It's a deeply disturbing story, and it just got far more disturbing this very day as those details came out. I'm sure more will emerge very soon, and of course, all of us here will keep an eye on this case and keep you up to date with the latest in conversations and courtroom coverage.
Wow. This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Want to weigh in? You can do so. The phone number 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. We'd love to hear your opinion. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.